And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is uncertain times. Each of my guests is explaining how uncertain times impacts his area of expertise. My next guest is an investment advisor with over 20 years' experience. He's a value-oriented, contrarian investor. His mutual fund, Encompass, is the number 2 ranked mutual fund by Morningstar, and it's amongst all of the mutual funds that Morningstar tracks. We'll ask him, where is the value in today's uncertain market? And if you have questions or if you want to call in with and talk to my guest, you can always call us at 639-0008. Marsha Barol has worked as an investment advisor in San Francisco for the past 17 years, specializing in special investment areas, including special situations, overvalued and underappreciated assets, preferred stocks, and real estate investments of all types. He has been the chief investment officer for Marshall H. Gissen and Associates for the past 6 years. Marshall has been an active investor in the secondary market for limited partnerships, often acquiring interest in partnerships at discounts of 50 to 90%. In 30 years of investing, Marshall has developed expertise in financial services companies and real estate investment trusts, sometimes also called REITs. Prior to becoming an investment advisor, he was in the private practice of law for over 17 years. Marshall's a graduate of the University of California, Berkeley, and the University of San Francisco School of Law. Joining us from San Francisco, welcome, Marshall. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Always love to talk to thought leaders, and timing couldn't be more better for us because of what's been going on in the stock market, and I do want to get to that in just a minute. But before, I want to learn a little bit more about you, Marshall, as a person, because you were trained as an attorney. You practiced law for 17 years. Now you're an investment advisor with a Morningstar top-ranked fund, not what I would call the traditional path to success. So how and why did you change your career path to financial advisor from a practicing attorney?
I'd always been interested in the stock markets, and I realized when my law partners would come to me and ask about how they should invest their retirement plans, I was far more interested in answering those questions than for continuing to practice law. So I made the change into financial services, as you say, over 20 years ago. It was a good move for me, and then became associated with Malcolm Gissen and Associates, as you mentioned, now about 12 years ago. And then Malcolm Gissen and I co-founded and now co-manage and have since the beginning the Encompass Fund, which will be 5 years old on Thursday.
Oh, congratulations on the anniversary.
You.
5 years old and a top performing fund throughout that entire time. So at the outset,
well, excuse me if I may.
Sure, sir.
Not at the entire time. The last half of 2008 was very difficult, but we realigned the portfolio, and that led to 137% increase in value in 2009, a 60% increase in 2010. So that has brought us the top rankings that we enjoy from Morningstar and in general.
Well,
we're very pleased with it, and we hope it'll continue. And we think the fund focuses on resource companies, has since it started, and we think it continues to be attractive, with or without what's going on in Greece.
All right, and we'll come to that in just a minute. But that is impressive. 139% in 2009, 60% in 2010. Very impressive. Now, at the outset, Marshall, I described your investment style as value-oriented and contrarian. So for my listeners who may not be active in the stock market, first of all, explain what that means, and then characterize your investment style and strategy for us.
Yeah, value investment and value orientation can mean different things to different people. For some people, it means a low price-earnings ratio or a low price-to-book. For us, it means looking at a company or an industry that we think is undervalued, that the market is not correctly valuing it for whatever reason, and therefore you have buying opportunities for a particular industry or a particular stock. The contrarian part follows along with that in that we try and figure out where in the future there's going to be better value, better prices for stocks than there is currently, and not going along with the general crowd, and that's the contrarian view.
All right. My guest is Marshall Barrault. Marshall, then, just to make it more concrete for my listeners, an industry that has been out of favor in 2011 has certainly been the financial sector. And so if you were looking at that, you'd see that the financial sector is down. How does that play into your value-oriented contrarian point of view?
It is down and has been for some period of time, and we've nibbled at it but haven't done much with it because we think we don't see where there's the changes going to occur that's going to make the financial sector in general more attractive to the investing public and therefore move the stocks up. Somewhere down the road, there's no doubt that that'll happen. But so far, we haven't seen it yet, so we've been very cautious about the financial sector.
All right. Well, Marshall, let's turn our attention to something that is more topical, and that, of course, is the Greek debt crisis. It's temporarily on hold as we await the vote in the Greek parliament on the austerity measures that will entitle Greece to further bailout money. So what financial plays are available as a result of the Greek debt crisis that you see?
Well, we think, and it's not just the Greek debt crisis, but it's just a number of factors in general. We've been very positive on gold for a good number of years. We own a number of gold companies, particularly some of the smaller gold companies in Compass Fund. And we think the uncertainty that plays out through the Greek debt crisis and from that the general European situation, as well as the problems here in the United States with regards to the debt ceiling and spending and the printing presses, all of those lead to, have led and will continue to lead to the price of gold going up and the price of stocks that are involved in producing or exploring for gold being more valuable and going up in price.
All right. So in the Encompass Fund, you focus on resource companies. Among them would be gold companies like Barrick, and just a name that I know off the top of my head. I know that there are others.
Barrick and Newmont, and those are the larger companies. They're major producers. They've got good cash flow. They've got dividends. They're raising their dividends. The Encompass Fund is geared towards long-term capital appreciation, so we tend to go towards smaller companies that are exploring for or early in the production cycle. But any of the companies are very attractive in our view. Another area, getting back to the contrarian and the value-oriented, that we think is very attractive now is the uranium producers space and the uranium explorers as a result of the unfortunate situation in Japan. Many of those stocks have sold off quite a bit. We like to buy things when they're on sale. In Wall Street, most people stay away from things when they're on sale, i.e. they're down in price. You go to a store, you go to Nordstrom's or Walmart or whatever, they have a sale, people are lined up at 6 in the morning. Wall Street goes on sale, and people say, oh, gee, I don't know, you know, the prices are down, I don't, maybe they'll go lower. Well, maybe they will, and you never know where the exact bottom is, but when you talk about being a contrarian and being value-oriented, which we are, we feel that the uranium industry is on sale now, it might go a little lower, but things are getting better in Japan. There's been some, there's headlines about Germany's going to cut back, but that's over the next 12 years, 11 years. And basically around the world, nuclear energy is going to continue, is going to grow, and there's a supply-demand imbalance in uranium and the production of uranium. We think it's a very attractive area.
Okay, my guest is Marshall Barrault. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Malcolm H. Gissen & Associates. And let me just challenge you a little bit on this, Marshall, if I can, because some of the headline news certainly indicates that uranium and nuclear energy is out of favor. But I don't know if I completely agree with the fact that nuclear energy is going to rebound in the future. So give me a risk assessment, because the United States, as a result of Three Mile Island, to a lesser extent Chernobyl, and now Japan, is definitely going to shy away from nuclear, and we are the biggest energy market. Where do you see the growth happening? It's not happening in France. They're pretty cozy where they are right now. Germany, as you said, is cutting back. Great Britain is not going to invest any more in nuclear reactors on their little island. So where's this growth going to come from?
It's going to come from China. It's going to come from the Middle East. It is coming somewhat from France. France is increasing the amount of nuclear energy they're producing. part of which likely will be to export to Germany, which will be cutting back on nuclear energy. In the United States, 15% to 20% of electricity is generated by nuclear. In California, it's 20%. Up the coast from you.
Yes, it is.
Nuclear plant and down the coast from you.
Right. Diablo Canyon and...
So there is no feasible, realistic way to substitute for that amount of electricity that's currently being generated by nuclear. In France, it's in excess of 80% by alternative energy. Alternative energy is fine. It's coming along. But the wind and solar, which in California is... maybe 2%. We've got geothermal. We've got hydro power in California. They don't have that around the country nor around the globe. So there is a lack of ability to substitute for the existing nuclear power that generates electricity, let alone for growth in electricity, which is why China's planning on adding about 40 nuclear plants over the next 10 years. The Middle East is adding nuclear energy plants, even though they've got oil and gas, because it's more efficient, it's more economical in the long term, and it's greenhouse gas free.
Very sound logic from my guest, Marshall Barol. Marshall, let's turn our attention to the economic news right now that is crossing the wires, and it's a mixed bag today, to say the least. On the one hand, the Case-Shiller Standard & Poor's housing report came out, and it shows slight increases in home sales, 0.7% in the top 10 markets, 0.8% in the top 20 markets. That's all very positive because this is the first time that that report has shown an increase in home sales over the last 8 months. On the other hand, the index of consumer attitudes fell to 58.5 in June, down from 61.7 in May. That is a steep drop because the consensus for that was going to be somewhere around 60.5 in June. And yet the Dow Jones is up. So help us make some sense of all of this contradictory data that we are getting about the U.S. economy.
The sense is to look beyond the immediate headline of the day. Every day there's headlines. There's economic numbers. Encompass Fund is designed for long-term capital appreciation. We believe that the best way for most people is to be investors and not traders. And when these day-to-day numbers come out or hour-to-hour numbers come out and you move on them as the market does, then from a trading standpoint, you might be successful. It's very, very difficult for most people, whether they're individuals or, frankly, institutions, to be successful on a trading basis. We believe it, with the Encompass Fund, we want to be investors and look longer term, out 6, 12, 18, 24 months. So when you do that, you try and sort out where the real story is on the economic numbers that are coming out. Housing. There's some good numbers today, and there's some bad numbers. But overall, is housing reaching a bottom? It's certainly come way off the top, but is it reaching a bottom so that from an investment standpoint, will the home builders start to be attractive down the road? Those are the questions that your listeners should be considering rather than each and every economic statistic of the moment. What's it really mean in the larger picture? And try and put aside the moment-to-moment headlines and look beneath those headlines, which goes back to the situation with nuclear energy and the uranium companies, goes back to gold. Maybe the dollar's up one day and down the next, and gold is up a little or down a little, but for the last 10 years, gold has gone up every year. We anticipate it's going to continue to do so. Last year was the first year the central banks were net buyers of gold in over 20 years. We think that'll continue. That leads to more demand. Supply is difficult to increase. Therefore, the prices go up, and that benefits the companies that are involved in these various industries.
My guest is Marshall Barol. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Malcolm H. Gissen & Associates. Malcolm, a question that I ask all of my financial experts that come on the air.
Excuse me, if I may.
Yes.
Marshall, a common...
Did I say...
Commonly, you said Malcolm.
I did.
It happens all the time with us. The names are very similar, but...
I apologize. I'm looking straight at it.
No apology needed.
There we go. But here's the question for you that I ask all of my financial guests. Which will come first, Dow 9,000 or unemployment 9%?
That's an interesting question. I would say unemployment 9%.
Unemployment
9%. We're cautiously optimistic. Dow 9,000 would be quite a drop from here, and we just don't see it.
All right. Now, let me get this straight. My guest is Marshall Baral, the Chief Investment Officer at Malcolm H. Gissen. Marshall, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the company, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
The Encompass Fund, and the ticker is ENCPX, Edward Nancy Charles Paul X-Ray. Encompass Fund has a website, www.encompassfund.com, and there's a lot of information at the website, or they can send in for a prospectus or whatever other information they may seek to help them decide whether it's a fund for them.
Great. Marshall, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.